Hi there, welcome to my session today. This session is titled Cluster API as Code, and I want to use the time that I have today to introduce you to the Kubernetes Cluster API, as well as some higher level user-friendly abstractions and libraries that I've been working on in my spare time. Now, a little bit about me. My name is David McKay. I am from Glasgow in Scotland, and I am a developer advocate. I work for a company called Equinix Metal. You may be familiar with them. They were formerly called Packet, and they had a bare metal cloud provider. I'm very fortunate that they sponsor most of my time to produce educational materials to help people learn how to consume the vast cloud-native landscape. So please check out my channel. The link is in the bottom right corner. I'm also an active Kubernetes contributor, and I, you know, take full responsibility for Dan Pop eating a pineapple pizza on my stream a few weeks ago. Now, what is the Cluster API? It is a Kubernetes SIG subproject that aims to commoditize the way that we provision our Kubernetes clusters. It has a declarative API, much like everything else in Kubernetes, in which we write YAML to apply to our cluster, and then the controllers within the cluster do the thing that we want them to do. In this case, Cluster API is providing this declarative API in that we can define a Kubernetes cluster in YAML, apply that to a Kubernetes cluster, and it creates a Kubernetes cluster. The responsibilities of the Cluster API are to create and provision these clusters, but then a little bit more. The Cluster API can upgrade your cluster. It also has some special provisions, and it tries to handle any operations if things go wrong or we lose machines within our cluster or nodes within our clusters. And it also has some limited support for a GitOps style deployment of applications to the clusters.